The question today is, how can a woman be a symbol of holiness? This question comes as a result of me mentioning something in previous broadcast about the woman being a symbol of holiness. But the question is, how can a woman be a symbol of holiness? Now, as we think about holiness, the first thing some people want to think about, they think about the denomination of some church. It's called the Holiness Church. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're dealing with. You see, there's something inside of or in older saintly ladies who dress right and live right that cause you want to respect them and reverence them. You know, there's not a lustful attitude after them, but you respect them. And the same is true in younger saintly ladies. You see, we need to see that can be as far as women, as far as older women and younger women. But how does a woman display this holiness? First of all, she displays this holiness in her dress. In her dress. It needs to be modest. The Bible says something about this in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 9 and 10. He said, in like manner also. Now, if we read that, we find that verse number 8 is talking about men. So, folks, even though we're talking about women being a symbol of holiness, there ought to be some holiness in men as well. And so we look at that in your dress as well as in her dress. But we're talking about the question, in other words, how can a woman be a symbol of holiness? Now, verse number 9 says, in like manner, also, meaning the men as well, and the women as well as the men, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or golds or pearls or costly array. In other words, in verse 10 says, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. In other words, talking about adorning yourself, talking about dressing in modest apparel is what it's talking about. Now, folks, you could wear a dress, and ladies, you can wear a dress and still not look holy, even though the dress may be long. For instance, some dresses have a split all the way from Dan to Beersheba, and all they are is sensual and devilish. That's not a holy dress. But a holy dress is anything that reveals Him and not yourself. You see, you're not to reveal extra skin, whether it's to any dress that's low at the top is wrong, it's exposing too much, or if it's too high at the bottom, it's exposing too much, it's wrong. You see, the dress, your dress, ought to add to your testimony. In other words, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 2 and 3. And by the way, as it talks about this, women adorning themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness. That word, shamefacedness, means blushing. In other words, and sobriety, that with common sense. And it says, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't wear jewelry. It doesn't mean that you can't fix your hair up nice. It's just saying, don't let it be the outward stuff that draws attention to you. In other words, don't let it be a flesh that draws attention to you. There ought to be something inside of you as being saved. There's the Holy Ghost who lives inside. There ought to cause you to blush. Even in some dressing room somewhere, if you put on something that was exposing too much top and too much bottom. And then I see a lot of people out here today who are dressing, and young people especially, in things that's just not with sobriety. It doesn't make good common sense to act that dress with what they're dressing on. And most of your market in the malls, and as far as what they sell, is just really not biblical. It's not holiness. It's not a symbol of holiness in your dress if you wear such things. It's not there. And so, therefore, you are to dress to add to your testimony, ladies, is what he's saying. The Bible says this in 1 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 2 and 3. He says, he's talking about the winning their husbands in verse 1. I'll get back to that a little more later. But he said, while they, your husbands, behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of plaiting of the hair or wearing of gold or putting on of apparel. Now, I'm amazed at how many people take this and they want to use this and say you cannot wear any gold or rings or anything because it draws attention to you. It says not the wearing of gold. And yet the same verse says, or wearing of apparel, or of the plaiting of the hair. And many of those women who say you can't wear gold, they plait their hair. and they wear clothes. So if you're taking it literal, it would say that you can't plait your hair and you can't wear clothes, meaning you'd have to go naked. And we know God doesn't mean that. But he's saying just not let it be that's on the outside. That's not what you're to be to draw attention to you. In other words, and so therefore you are to dress. In other words, your dress or how you dress on the outside, how you fix up yourself in a sense, ought to add to your testimony and not take away from it. In other words, it ought to reveal him and not yourself. Now, ladies, you need to learn not to keep the styles of the world like your daughter's desires. In fact, the business, your daughters shouldn't be let to keep up with the style. You shouldn't let them do that. Because it's putting something in them that's not right and causing them want to draw the attention of the opposite sex, and God never intended it for it to be that way. But you're to be a symbol of holiness. Addressing the outside instead of the inside, you ought not to do. In other words, you ought not to do that. In fact, he said in Matthew chapter 23, verse number 26, as Jesus was condemning the Pharisees for what they were doing, he said in verse 26, "Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also." Now, some people say, well, it's what's on the inside counts, and then dress like they want to on the outside. That's not a symbol of holiness. You see, he said cleanse first, and you can't cleanse you. God's got to do it. But when he cleanses you first on the inside, then he said he did it so that the outside may be clean also. And so, therefore, the inside means you need to dress. Your attitude needs to be right in that sense. The Bible said back in 1 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 4, he said, "But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God of great price." In other words, dress up your attitude. That was sweet spirit about you. That's what God wants you to do. In other words, be what you are. You're holy if you're saved. And God said, "Be you holy as I'm holy." That's for the men as well as the women. The Bible also says this in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse number 14. He said, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." So you see, you've got to have holiness. And so holiness is how can you be a symbol of holiness? In your dress. In other words, that's what you have when you have when you're holy is because you've had a sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit done in your heart in completed salvation, and therefore the inside is dressed, and the outside will be dressed also accordingly. So in your dress, you're a symbol of holiness, but also in your discipline, you're a symbol of holiness. Back in Timothy also says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 11 and 12, he said, "Let the women learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence." In other words, God never called a woman to preach. God says to the woman not to teach or usurp authority of the men over the men. Now, that doesn't mean when it says in silence, it doesn't mean that she can't testify or she can sing, even have specials, if you please. But it means to respect discipline. You see, if you don't respect discipline as far as what God said in your own self, then your children won't have any discipline and won't respect you. So therefore, he said, let your holiness be in your dress, be in your discipline, and have that coupled with fear. That word coupled with fear means with respect and reverence to a holy God. But also you're a symbol of holiness in your deeds, in your deeds. In other words, the Bible says this about, gave instructions about what to do as far as Titus says this in Titus chapter 2, verse number 4 and 5. I'll read those together. It talks about the men first doing some things and what they're to live. But then he says, verse 3, "The aged women likewise, that they may be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed." In other words, let's talk about teaching you to love your husbands and to love your children. And that's not talking about sex. It's talking about genuine love. And I'm convinced the reason we have homosexuality in our homes is because the older women are not dressing like they should. And they're dressing like the males, and they go off to work and in the factories when they don't. God never intended for you to have a career. He said, be keepers at home. And so in your deeds, if you're not, were you a symbol of holiness in your home, you're going to have some boys that's going to grow up and some girls going to grow up and not know the distinction of the sexes. And as a result, they're going to come up to say, well, I'm a homosexuality. I was born that way. Not so. Not so. God never born you that way. You just chose that way. And mama, your failure to be a symbol of holiness in the home and failure to teach your children to love their husbands and to love their children. Didn't say to love the women. It said love their husbands and love their children. If you fail to do that in your deeds, then you're not a symbol of holiness. You're a symbol of holiness in your devotion. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 1. Peter says, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they may also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Now, you realize something. That means that some men's not going to listen to the preaching at the church house. In fact, they don't even go many times. But he says they still can be won by their husband, by their wives, if the wife would live such that he can be reached. Now, she's devoted to the Lord like she should be, and to the husband, that'll break that hard heart of that lost husband. Because you see, here it says, let it be, he'll be one without the word. Now, that don't mean that he won't have the preaching of the word somewhere along the way. But there'll be something inside of you that's with attitude and actions around that husband that's going to cause him it talked about the conversation of the wife. Now, that's not your talk. That's not talking about talk. It's talking about your manner of living. It's talking about the hidden person of the heart, the attitude coming out, loving that husband like you should with genuine love is what I'm talking about, and fulfilling your responsibility as wife of that husband. You married him, and it makes no difference whether you was deceived or whether you were wrong. You still are married. You took the vows till death do you part, and you have a responsibility. So if you'll act such in that home, don't mean you've got to preach at him all the time. Doesn't mean you're going to have to nag at him. It just means to say, to be what you need to be, as God said, let your conversation be coupled with fear. That's devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ. Devoted to him and devoted to your husband and the place in the position that God has you to be. And if you'll do that, then you'll be a symbol of holiness, and you can even win your husband in that type of a situation. So the question was, how can a woman be a symbol of holiness? She's a symbol of holiness in her dress and in her discipline, self-discipline, in her deeds and in her devotion. And if you'll do that, you'll have a home that God will be pleased with, a godly home in the midst of an ungodly world. But you can be the symbol of holiness. And he said, without holiness, you'll not see God. That goes for the men as well as the women. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you. Until we meet again on the air or in the air, may the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.